2 Kings 22, verses 13 to 20, and 2 Chronicles 34, 21 to 28. God speaks. God speaks to Josiah. God speaks to Judah. Let me explain. In verse 13 of 2 Kings 22, what do we read? It is Josiah hearing the word of the Lord. They found the book of the law in the temple and read it to the king. And this is what he says, "Go and inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that burns against us because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written there concerning us." What a tremendous reaction. He's reading, hearing read the word of the Lord, the book of the law. And it speaks against him and his people. It speaks against their sins and warns them of the judgment of God, the anger of God. And what is this man's response? "Go and inquire of the Lord for me." What shall we do? What shall we do in this? It reminds me, as I think I've said, of Acts 2, the people crying out to Peter on the day of Pentecost, "What shall we do? Repent and be baptized," and so on. Well, this man shows this kind of spirit. And so he sends to Huldah, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikva. She was a prophetess. She lived in Jerusalem in the second district, verse 14. And this is the word of the Lord through this prophetess. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. "Tell the man who sent you to me, this is what the Lord says. I am going to bring disaster on this place and its people, according to everything written in the book the king of Judah has read. Because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods and provoked me to anger by all the idols their hands have made, my anger will burn against this place and will not be quenched. Tell the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the words you have heard. Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I have spoken against this place and its people, that they would become accursed and laid waste, and because you tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you, declares the Lord. Therefore I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster I am going to bring on this place." And that was the answer they took back to the king. I see two things here. This people have rejected the word of the Lord. They have forgotten the word of the Lord. They have neglected the word of the Lord. And God, therefore, will bring disaster upon them. They have not learned from their northern sister Israel. They saw Israel go into captivity, but it did not teach them. Disaster, exile for Judah because of its sin. But the second I see is mercy for Josiah. He repented. He was grieved. He tore his clothes. He sought the Lord. He called upon his name. He submitted to the word of God. And God promised mercy to him. Now, let's compare it to a son of his, Jehoiakim, as we shall read of later. When he was confronted with the word of the Lord through the prophet Jeremiah, how did he react? He slashed and tore it and burned it. He would not obey. That was a son of Josiah. But Josiah himself, you see, is a man under the word of God. And when it speaks against him, he bows before it and repents. When it encourages him and promises to him, he receives it and he welcomes it. What a king is this? What a lesson for us, brothers and sisters. Of course, we're living in the days of the New Covenant. Things are very different in many ways. But the principle here is clear. I believe today we are neglecting the Word of God. Oh, it's still in our confessions. It's still there. It's still the primary standard, so they say. And the confessions are the secondary standards. It's a load of baloney. For many people, it's a load of baloney. The secondary standards triumph and trump the Word of God. And of course, many evangelicals now are not making the Word of God their authority. They're using the Word of God to justify their pagan schemes. Let Josiah speak to us. He reads the Word. He heeds the Word. He hears the Word. He acts upon the Word. He repents under the Word. He seeks God in it. Scriptures are paramount for this man. The law, the old covenant, the law of Christ for us, the gospel, the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, must be obeyed, must be our counsel, must be our authority. Refusal of God, rebellion against God, will lead to disaster. Do not judge by all these crowds pressing in upon pagan entertainment. This is not a sign of blessing, is it? The sign of blessing I want to see, do you want to see, is conviction of sin, conversion to Christ, sanctification of the saints, the glory of God in it all. The obedience to Scripture is a word to the unbeliever. You refuse God. You refuse to repent and believe. You refuse to trust Christ at your peril, your everlasting damnation. I warn you. But there is an encouragement here. Let's look to the Lord. Let's submit to the Lord. Let's respond to the Lord. Look how Josiah goes against wind and tide. Before him, Manasseh and his father Amon, look at their wickedness. Look what comes after Josiah. But this man stands as a beacon, as a light in this dark place. It's all downhill, but this man stands. The dreadful background he had, the awful example of Israel. But he is a light in a dark place. May God bless us that we may have the spirit of Josiah. We may feel we are lone voices. John the Baptist was a voice crying in the wilderness. It seems often we're speaking against the wind, crying to the rocks, and no one is listening. But may God give us grace to go on, treating the Word of God with that authority it deserves, bowing before it, yielding to it, submitting to it. And whatever else men may do, whatever else churches may do around us, may we be found obedient to the Word of God. Tell the King of Judah, because your heart was responsive, make my heart responsive to your Word, Lord. Because you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I had spoken, and so on. Because you have sought me, because you have responded, I will bless you. Oh, I know it's not penny and slot stuff. I know it's not that. But I do say those that honor God, he will honor. That's what the Word of God says. And it's still true. May it be that we submit ourselves before Scripture. Whatever else men may do, what others may do, let them do it. But may we have the stamp and ilk and spirit of Josiah. Be submissive to God's word and respond to God in a way that glorifies him. May God bless us as we hear this in his word, and may this discourse not come empty back to him, but may it return to him having accomplished the purpose to which he sent it. May it be so for Christ's sake. Amen.